The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts go up on SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. Only the hottest interviews, hottest podcasts go on WGN Plus. Make sure you check me out there as well. If you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. And on Facebook is Sean Green Show Media if you want to chat with me on Facebook whenever I'm there. Got a jam-packed show. I want to thank everybody that's going to join me today. Right now, what I really want to talk to you guys about, you know what? One of the things that I love to do is I love to cook. And I always thought about, you know, what if I can have, you know, a product where I can just cook everything, you know, just use one device to cook everything. And, you know, one of my producers was telling me about the Power Pressure Cooker XL. And I'm like, man, I let me see what this thing is about. So, you know, I go to the website. It's powerpressurecooker.com. So I go there. I check it out. And this thing has everything. It's a pressure cooker. It's a steamer, rice cooker, soup maker. It does everything. And so I figured, you know, who can I get to talk to about, you know, the Power Pressure Cooker XL is none other than culinary expert Eric Thies. He joins me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being with us. So, all right, tell me a little bit about you. I mean, you're a chef, and I always thought, you know, when you're in that profession that, you know, you do everything the old school way. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. You know, I mean, back in the day, I used to do things the old school way. You know, now I'm really just a chef on TV, and I cook at home for my family.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in the day, I used to cook. I cooked in some restaurants in New Jersey. I'm 50 years old now, so that was a long time ago. And then, you know, most notably, I worked for this chef. His name was Francis Falconelli. He's got two amazing, more than two restaurants now, actually, in New York City. It's called Frankie Spuntino.
Uh-huh.
And he had a little tiny place in Metuchen, New Jersey. And I went in there, and I was, you know, sort of, I guess, you know, you call me a hack. I was a young guy. I was like 19 years old, and I said, you know, I want to take it up a level. I want to learn how to cook, like really, really cook. And he took me in. You know, I worked there for free for about a year because that's what you do.
Yeah.
I wasn't qualified enough to make money with him, but hey, he took me in. I worked for him for a few years, and you know, he taught me so much. And from there, I took that knowledge and eventually opened up my own restaurant in Westchester, Pennsylvania, a cute little town near QVC, the Shopping Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, from there, I started. You know, I said, hey, you know, I really enjoyed this television Shopping Channel thing, and I wanted to see how I could get involved.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I know with me, I'm not gonna lie to you. No, I was a mama's boy, and so I learned how to cook by hanging around my mom, right? But what I started to realize, especially when I started living on my own and knowing how to cook, it was a cool way to, like, to get the ladies. It was like, if you knew how to cook, that was like, you wasn't just getting one foot in the door. You had both feet, arms, and the entire body in the door at that point. No, and that was one of the reasons why I loved, you know, why I'm glad I learned how to cook. Just for that purpose, did you have that thought process as well?
Hey, let me tell you something. I met my wife at my restaurant.
Wow.
So had I never opened up that restaurant, I would have never met my wife. And let me tell you something. I think, and we always joke about it, I always tell her she thought I was a rich restaurant owner. In fact, I was a struggling, poor restaurant owner. She said that had nothing to do with it. She married me because she liked my food. So we'll leave it at that.
Wow. Now, before we talk about the pressure cooker XL, well, one of the things I really wanted to ask you about was, you know, you see all these new reality shows, MasterChef, Hell's Kitchen, and all these different shows come about, and I do watch them from time to time, and I look at this, I'm like, well, how much of this is manufactured? How much of this is really real? And are these guys really that good of cooks? You know, because, you know, to be a chef, especially at a high-end restaurant, you have to know what you're doing.
Oh, you got that right. Let me tell you something. If you put yourself out in that position where you're going to go on live TV nationally and show what you got in front of, you know, tough guys like Gordon Ramsay, who's an amazing chef. You know, you have Rachel Ray and all those guys on all those shows, Giada. I mean, these people know what they're doing. You know, they've turned into celebrities at this point. But these are serious chefs, Guy Fieri. These guys know what they're doing. So for these people to go on there and try to show what they got in front of these people and do what they do, the people that make it to the end, let me tell you something. They know what they're doing, and I think it's a fun show. All those shows are fun. People love it, and I give those guys credit. They have to know what they're doing, and they're well-trained in their craft to be able to pull those shows off.
Oh, so are we going to see, like, an Eric Feast cooking show? are we going to see, like, a reality show where you have, like, six or seven people in there, you know, like, look, you got to cook it the way I need it to be cooked, or you're going to get kicked off my show. Are you going to be doing something like that soon?
Hey, listen, every guy, every chef wants to go on TV and say, you know, shut up, Barbie, you know, and yell at people like that. I'll tell you, a lot of the restaurants are run like that. A lot of the head chefs really do talk like Gordon Ramsay. You know, so it's really not that far-fetched. Kitchens are run, especially big, very amazing kitchens are run like a little military facility. I mean, it has to, or else you know what happens. All your customers are outside staring at their very expensive bill, and they don't have any food in front of them. It doesn't go over real well.
So, all right, so let's move on to the Power Pressure Cooker XL. Okay.
Yeah.
So how is this different from any pressure cooker you can get, like, at your big-ticket stores, like your Best Buy and all that stuff? What makes this one so different? Because I'm looking at this, and it looks phenomenal.
Well, of course it's the best pressure cooker in the world, right?
Right.
That's why I endorsed it. But what people love about the Power Pressure Cooker is it's the ease of use. You know, grandma, and you know, maybe your grandma, maybe your mom used a pressure cooker. And back in the day, the technology was very rudimentary. They worked really, really well, and your grandmother used them because, you know what, she could use cheaper cuts of meat to make amazing meals. And, you know, it would save her money and it would save her time. So, but the problem was they were a little bit scary. You know, they were old-fashioned. They had this crazy jiggle valve on top. You had to change the weight yourself. It was a metal pot. You put it on top of the stove. And I'll tell you what, it was a little bit scary, a little off-putting. And they could actually, the lid could blow off if it got clogged.
Okay? Yeah.
So forget about the old days. The Power Pressure Cooker XL takes pressure cooking into the future, and the way it does it is with some electronics. So the electronics now, instead of having to turn the heat up and down and change the weight, you press a button and say you want to cook chicken breast.
Okay. Well,
I have a button for chicken breast. You punch the button. It sets the pressure, sets the time. It can't explode because we have all these safety features built in. If it overheats, it shuts off. If it gets clogged, it shuts off. If it gets too hot, it shuts off. I mean, it's amazing. We have all sorts of safety features. So anybody who has maybe always wanted a pressure cook but maybe might be nervous, all of that has been taken care of by the Power Pressure Cooker. And then we've put our one-touch technology, which is built right in. Like I said, you know, we have a button for chicken. We have a button for rice. We have a button for beans. We have a button for fish. I could go on and on and on. And then, of course, we give you a lot of easy recipes. I have tons of YouTube videos out there to help people through it. I wrote a cookbook specifically for the Power Pressure Cooker, but it works with any pressure cooker as well. So we kind of stick with you step by step. And after you buy it, you can always contact me on Facebook or see my YouTube videos or catch me on my website, and I'll be happy to answer your email.
All right, cool. So, all right. Now, all right, I'm going to ask you a very basic question that a lot of people that really doesn't cook that often. Canning, it has a canner setting. What is a canner? Yeah. What is that?
Well, you know, I'm really proud of the Power Pressure Cooker XL because what the manufacturer did is they actually went and got it certified. They went the extra mile and tested the Power Pressure Cooker for canning. Now, what's the difference between canning in a pressure cooker and canning on a stovetop? On a stovetop, normal people would can in a stock pot full of water. Now, you know, water can only get to 212 degrees, right?
Right.
That's chemistry.
Okay.
In the power pressure cooker, you can at 240 degrees. So it stretches that temperature from 212 all the way up to 240. So canning is faster and canning is safer. So if you're a canner and you've always done it in a water bath on your stovetop in a stock pot, the Power Pressure Cooker XL is actually a safer way to can because it cans at a higher temperature. And that's what's amazing about pressure cooking.
Wow. Now, as far as, like, just being able, like, what are some of the benefits of pressure cooking? Because I know one of the things that one of my favorite things I like to do is, like, stir fry. And so are you able to prepare something like that, in a pressure cooker?
Yeah, so what pressure cookers are, I'll tell you what they're absolutely great at. They're absolutely great at tenderizing meat. So if you want to do a fall-off-the-bone pot roast, or you want to do short ribs or baby back ribs or whatever the case may be, if you want to do a couple of whole chickens in there, they will literally fall off the bone in between 20 to 40 minutes, depending on what you're cooking. So what they can't do is they can't do anything crispy. So if you want to fry something, you can't do it. Or if you want a crispy skin on your, you know, fried pork or something, you can't do that. Anything else can be done in there. In fact, now, with the new technology, you can even do pasta from dry in the pressure cooker right in the sauce.
Wow.
So you can cook your pasta in the sauce. You don't have to worry about boiling water, straining, draining, none of that stuff. If you want to do veggie, say you want to do corn, corn takes 2 minutes. You press the corn, you press the fish veg button.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes is the setting that's preset for. One cup of water, you can put in however many pieces of corn will fit. And 2 minutes later, under pressure, your corn is done. So it heats up, gets the pressure all on its own. You release the pressure, and then it'll even keep it warm until you're ready to eat. So while you're outside grilling maybe for the summer, you can do your corn or whatever vegetable you want to do inside. Most vegetables only take 2 minutes. And pressure cooking is so amazing because not only is it faster, but it gives you tastier results and it gives you more nutrients because you're not throwing all those nutrients down the drain as if you were to, say, boil your corn or boil your broccoli. It actually keeps the nutrients in the vegetable. And that's what I love about pressure cooking. I love that it's healthier, it's faster, but it also tastes better.
Wow. Well, one of the things I have to ask you about this because I hate – one of the things that I know I hate doing is afterwards. And it's the cleaning. and I swear to God, I cannot I just can't do it. I hate cleaning. I hate washing dishes. It has to be done. But how easy is this thing to clean?
Well, I'm with you 100%. You know, I told my wife, you know, she said she doesn't like to cook. That's why she married a chef. But I tell you what, I do not like to clean. And that's one of the great things about being in a restaurant. You know, when you cook in the restaurant, you really didn't have to clean except at the end of the night. But in the Power Pressure Cooker XL, all you got to do is take the inner pot out, put in the dishwasher, call it a day. The lid you could just rinse off, or you could even pull the inner lid out and put that in the dishwasher. There's nothing else to clean. It's amazing. It's the easiest thing to clean after you cook. And I promise you, if it's not, you can call me up and you can totally scream at me if you want. Or I'll come to your house and clean it for you. It's that easy, I swear to God.
and how affordable is this? Because I have a couple people texting me right now. It was like, how much is this thing? So how affordable is the power pressure cooker?
Well, you know, we have all different sizes, but they start at $99. I think it's a great, great value. You know, for that $99, you get the Power Pressure Cooker XL, depending on you know, which offer you get. You get some recipes with it. You get a canning guide that comes with it. Of course, like I said, once you buy it, you can just click up Power Pressure Cooker XL videos on YouTube or right on the PowerPressureCooker.com website. And I think, I want to say we might have 40 YouTube recipes where I actually cook for you live, not live, but on YouTube, yeah. And I show you step-by-step how to do it. And I think people really appreciate that, that after they buy it for $99, someone's there for them. We're always going to be there for them. We're great on social media. We get back to you as soon as we possibly can. And I'm even going to start doing some live streams on Facebook as well. So I think it's pretty fairly priced. And then, of course, we have that's for the 6-quart. We have an 8-quart and a 10-quart. And they go up incrementally as, of course, the size goes up.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, one thing, another thing I wanted to ask you about was your own website, Aretheis.com. And I'm looking on it right now. You have like some cool recipes on there. You actually do a blog. Now, when you're blogging, I'm always interested about this. One, how often do you blog? And two, like, do you get the hater? Like, one thing about the internet is that you get just different, just anonymous people that come on just to trash you. And it is not necessarily, I mean, they don't even know you. It's just people that just hate the world. So, I mean, how do you handle that as far as the criticism and all that stuff?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, Aretheis.com I put up there really is for just a way to people to find me. I'm more active actually on Facebook because that's where all the engagement is.
Yeah.
There's actually whole groups that I have nothing to do with that are Power Pressure Cooker XL groups on Facebook, and they post up recipes, and sometimes they answer customers faster than I do. It's amazing. I want to tell you, I feel so amazing about this, and I want to say 99.9% of all the social media is mostly honest-to-goodness questions, a lot of love, you know, people looking for recipes, people looking for tips and tricks, which I'm always happy to share. And, you know, there's always a couple of people that are rude. And you know what? If they get too rude, I'll answer them. I'll try to turn them around. If I can't turn them around, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, you got to hit the block button,
yeah.
You know, if they get a little abusive. But I want to tell you, there's only been a handful of people that have been, you know, what I would call unsavory. other than that, I feel super lucky. I feel like it's a lot of love and a great sort of community for cooking in general. Just honest to goodness people out there that want to, you know, like you, all right, so maybe not like you. You wanted to cook because you wanted to get the girls. I mean, that's, you know, that's commendable. I got to tell you, every man should learn from you. If you cook, they say a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I got news for you. If a woman doesn't have to cook and her man will cook for him, I got news for you. She's going to stick with you.
Yeah, you got
that's the only way I've been able to keep my way.
Yeah.
So, no, social media has been great, and I'm always there. I try. You know, the Power Pressure Cooker XL is a national product. It's actually international. You know, we have a lot of people asking questions on a daily basis, and we do really, I think, a pretty good job of getting back to everybody as best as we can.
Wow, and then you have the books, the cookbooks, and the last one was it Voila? That was the name of it, correct?
Well, I have a publishing company also. We publish some other cookbooks as well. My business partner Meredith Lawrence, the Blue Jean Chef, she's also a chef. She's got 5 unbelievably successful cookbooks that we published. The Power Pressure Cooker XL cookbook I did through TriStar, which is the company that created the Power Pressure Cooker XL, along with me. So I work in tandem with them. I'm actually their spokesperson for all things kitchen, fusion-like brands, which I'm super proud of. And my cookbook has been a great hit. You know, it's a little nerve-wracking. You put your face on a book, and you just, like, you know, put your hands together and hope that people buy it.
Or, yeah.
You know, you don't want to look, you don't want to get embarrassed. But I've been very lucky. You know, the people, the folks who bought the cookbook, they love it. It's a companion to the Power Pressure Cooker XL. And, of course, it will work with any other pressure cooker. I made sure that you could use it with any pressure cooker, so you didn't have to just find mine. Of course, no, I think mine is the best. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Wow, and there you have it. Eric Thies, author and culinary expert. Make sure you guys...
Yeah,
I got to get that in there, man. PowerPressureCooker.com. Make sure you guys go there. Order now. They got them in four different sizes, so it can fit whatever you need. Also, check out EricThies.com. You can check out his blog, his recipes. If you want to follow him on Facebook, it's... /EricThiesTV and also Fusion Life Brands, if you guys want to check that out on Facebook as well. He's very active on Facebook, so I suggest all my listeners to go to Facebook, find him, friend him on Facebook, and you can interact with him. If you have any questions, he'll try to answer you. Haters, stay away. Don't bring the negativity to him. He's all about love. He's all about food. So make sure you guys check him out on Facebook, man. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Hey, thank you. Anytime.
No problem. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, @SeanGreenShow. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.